when you look to the Lord to see what He wants from you, a lot of times we underestimate His compassion and His grace. And this was the prophetic word that was given for 2012 for the House of Prayer. There will be miracles through prayer and fasting. I'm sifting the sand, refining those who are pure in their walk with me. You are coming into alignment with my plan for you. There will be greater depth of understanding, and it will become personal between you and me. There will be a deeper connection between North Kingdom Church and Canada. You know, a lot of times we seek the Lord to refashion who we are and what we are. But I want to give you a kind of a heads up. He knows where you are. He knows the purpose of your heart. He's already given you insight about yourself. The only thing is, many people are using the law against themselves. And when they're using the law against themselves, they become critical, which is what we were taking Holy Communion for, to stop the criticism. You see, if you were brought up, like I was, with all these rules and regulations, no matter how hard you try, you fail. Anybody got an amen?
Amen?
No matter how hard I try, I fail. When I look at my neighbor and they fail, my mouth usually goes, whoops, whoops, whoops. How come they can't see what I see? How come they can't do like they're supposed to? Well, it starts on being rough with yourself. Now, Mary's never done that. Kim's never done it. Peggy, Paul, I don't care the name. It doesn't matter. The Lord gave us St. Paul to give us a higher understanding of who we are. This third word was, you are coming into alignment with my plan for you. There will be a greater depth of understanding. It will become personal between you and me. Jesus wants a personal revelation to you. Stop condemning God's kid. Well, if you stop condemning yourself, what's going to happen to those around you? Terry, what's going to happen to those around you if you're full of love towards yourself? What's going to happen?
They're going to give love.
Yeah, they're going to get love. Mm-hmm. But if you're giving constant harassment to yourself, mm-hmm. you are also going to be constantly harassing those around you. And guess what? They might want to move out. Yeah. Not pretty, is it? Okay. How do we change it? How many have tried to change it and not been successful? Okay. Did you, by the way, put those hands up and look around. Look around. Then your job is not doing too good because the Lordship of Jesus Christ is not Him, it's you. The scripture says there will be a day when He is going to say, Lord, Lord. And you're going to say, Lord, Lord. And He'll say, I never knew you. You did all these things. Martha was a very good doer. Come on. Try it on. Say, Martha was a very good doer. And Jesus had a better plan for Mary.
And Jesus had a better plan for Mary.
Mary sat at His feet.
Mary sat at His feet.
And she listen? What do we do? I remember when the Lord told me I had to stop my activity. And I had to calm down. I was wasting his time. And I said, but you have no idea how many mistakes I've made today. He says, are you kidding? I'm not going to hang around you while you're complaining.